West Virginia's Mountain Mama. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Hillary Clinton has just thumped her party's presumptive nominee in West Virginia, 67% of the vote. She took every single county. Even Obama's flag pin didn't work. And as she claimed victory, there was a supporter standing behind her, waving a bowling pin, taunting her bowling-challenged opponent. Party insiders are not comfortable with this. They're a lot happier with a congressional race in Mississippi that most people haven't heard of. The race between Democrat Travis Childers and Republican Greg Davis. Why? Well, it was a special election to fill a vacancy in a Republican district that voted 62% for George Bush in 2004. The Republican Party ran TV spots, linking the Democratic candidate to Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama. Vice President Cheney campaigned there in person Monday. But when the votes were counted, Democrat Childers beat Republican Davis 54-46%. That represents the third special election the Republicans have lost in supposedly safe districts. They lost Louisiana's 6th District May 3rd, and in March they lost the special election for Speaker Dennis Hastert's old seat. It prompted Newt Gingrich himself to issue a warning that Obama bashing won't work, that on issues like deficits, taxes, and even terrorism, voters think Democrats can do a better job than Republicans. In fact, even with his big loss in West Virginia, Barack Obama still got 2,000 more votes than McCain did in winning the Republican primary. All good news for the presumptive nominee, unless too many Democrats start waving bowling pins. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.